It is 20 to 5 here on the coast. Windows Vista is now in stores. It's the newest Microsoft operating system meant to replace Windows XP. Eventually, Vlad Maisel is with me in studio. He's the president of 604 Get Help On-Site Computer Services. Let's talk about Windows Vista. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
All right. I think the key question is, should we get into it sooner rather than later? What's your sense of that?
We will be all forced to do that eventually, and I wouldn't rush with that just for now.
Why not?
Windows XP, that's the previous operating system, showed by experience that there are lots of bugs when the first release is available, and there are still things that need to be worked out, and it's just safer to go at the time when the first service pack is released by Microsoft, and that's usually the best recommended time to get in the market. But if you're considering buying a new computer, if it's a brand new computer, and if you have to go ahead with that anyway, then don't wait, just buy it with Windows pre-installed. And if you buy anything today, then you have a chance that it will have Windows Vista pre-installed on it.
Okay. If you, I guess I'm not clear what it offers that XP doesn't. What differentiates the two systems right now?
I would say mostly security and lots and lots of bells and whistles. There are lots of interesting things that just look good. There are lots of things for extra convenience. I would say that many of these things were available before, either on Mac or with Windows XP, with some extra programs that you would have to install.
So there's nothing particularly new in that sense?
There are lots and lots of...
I mean, the security features should be noted, right?
It's not just one feature. There are lots of small things. I would say that there is nothing major. There is no one thing that would make you switch. But all of them combined, they make it pretty nice.
Mm.
It's a very nice new toy, and it's more secure. It's definitely more secure. How much more secure, the future will show. But we have to wait and see, and it's safer to have Service Pack 1 around when you install it.
And that doesn't exist yet, is that what you said?
No, it's just released, it's very fresh, there are still many issues with that, and it's just safer to wait till Service Pack 1 available.
So if you decide I'm going to do it, I'm going to upgrade, I've got XP now, I'm not buying a new computer, I just want to go to this version, are there things you need to ensure, things you need to check?
Absolutely. You may even not want to do that. Only if you're sure, if you're kind of geeky enough to do that. If you're just an average
user... The geek meter has to be on for Vista, is that
it? If you are not sure that you can easily handle it, if it's above your comfort level, I wouldn't try. I've heard a few experiences from other people, and I tried myself. It wasn't completely flawless.
Well, what's the issue?
You need to make sure that your hardware is compatible. That's the most of your worries. Second, you need to make sure that your computer is new enough and fast enough. Because if you try to install Vista on a very old computer, it may even not allow you to do that. And even if it does on some older computers, it may make your computer even slower than it was before while you had Windows XP. And on top of that, you may experience some driver incompatibility. You may have a computer that perfectly works now, but if it's not certified, if all its components, internal components, are not certified to work with Vista, you may end up with a new operating system and a few drivers that don't work. For example, all of a sudden your sound may stop working after upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because your sound card is not compatible, with Vista, and drivers just... They're simply not available yet for all the devices.
Is there an issue also about around the number of versions there are with Vista?
Yes, I already experienced that with our clients. I personally think it's too many, and a big issue that Microsoft had before and still has with naming things using the same words. For example, there are Windows Vista Starter Edition, Home Basic Edition, Home Premium Edition, Business Edition, Enterprise Edition, Ultimate Edition. And on top of that, some of them, they have an extra letter, and which has its own meaning. And all that is very confusing to consumers right now. Mm-hmm. And especially the thing that when you can address a version by one name or one word. For example,
you can't say home.
Just home.
Yeah.
And that's what people do. They just say, oh, I have home. Well, home basic or home premium. And
yeah.
that starts confusion.
And price point is what on these at this point?
It really depends on the version. The the spread of the price, I would say, somewhere between $100 to $400.
Okay. If you don't, at a certain point, it's like Windows XP. Don't you render yourself obsolete? I mean, it's all well and good to be critical now and say wait for the service pack, which will come eventually. At some point, one will have to switch over, right? Just
that's
because
right.
of the sheer monopoly
that's right.
that Microsoft has.
That's one point. And another point, they officially support all their operating systems normally for 2 years after the release of the latest one. They just made it longer for Windows XP. But still, officially, it's 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years from now, we're looking at Windows XP being...
potentially.
Going out
See,
of
I
market.
See, I thought XP would last longer than that, no?
It should, and it's normal expectation of businesses. Some businesses don't want to invest in something that just works. And Microsoft is in a very hard position right now. They're kind of between... they have an issue with that because Windows XP is reliable enough.
Mm-hmm.
Windows Vista is supposed to be more reliable and more secure, but Windows XP, compared to all previous versions, is way more reliable. And now Microsoft has to compete with itself.
All right. My head hurts, Vlad. So we're done.
Thank you.
That's Vlad Maisel. He's the president of 604 Get Help On-Site Computer Services. We're talking today about making the switch from Windows XP to Windows Vista. Curious if you're going to. Give us a call with the yes, the no, the whys, either way, 604-662-6979.